It was the supper hour, and Commonwealth Park was nearly empty. Bobby walked to the wire backstop behind the Field B home plate as three dawdling players went past him in the other direction. Two were carrying equipment in big red duffel bags. The third had a boombox from which The Offspring blasted at top volume. All three boys gave him mistrustful looks, which Bobby found unsurprising. He was an adult in the land of children, living in a time when all such as he were suspect. He avoided making things worse by giving them a nod or a wave or saying something stupid like, "How is the game, fellas?" They passed on their way. He stood with his fingers hooked in the wire diamonds of the backstop, watching the late red light slant across the outfield grass, reflecting from the scoreboard and the signs reading, "Stay in school, and why do you think they call it dope?" And again he felt that breathless sense of magic, that sense of the world as a thin veneer stretched over something else, something both brighter and darker. The voices were everywhere now, spinning like the lines on a top. "Don't you call me stupid, Bobby-O." "You shouldn't hit Bobby. He's not like those men." "A real sweetie kid. He'd play that song by Joe Stafford." "It's Ka. And Ka is destiny." "I love you, Ted."